Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Astacio's conference call to discuss the first quarter 2012 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet via webcast, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.astacioparticipasois.com.br/IR, together with the respective presentation and the earnings release. We would like to inform you that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star, then zero. This conference call contains forward-looking statements that are subject to risk and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ materially from those in forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of new information. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Rosario Melzi, CEO and Investor Relations Officer. Please, Mr. Rosario, you may proceed, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the conference call for Astacio's results for the first quarter 2012. Always great to be with you, this time without Eduardo Alcalay. He's not participating anymore, but I would like to mention that if we are able to come up with these good results this quarter, it has everything to do with Eduardo and his contribution to us over the last 3 years and a half. I have here with me Virgilio. He's our new CFO, and he will help me with the presentation today. And remember you that at the end of the call, we will open for the Q&A session. So beginning with slide number 2 of our presentation, which is available on our website, our first quarter 2012 results show that the resumption of our student-based growth, as well as the organic growth seen in our distance learning segment, both already verified during the year 2011, came to stay as a new trend for Astacio. As announced during the quarter, we began the year with a record high enrollment for the fourth cycle in a row. This time, we had 94,000 new on-campus and distance learning undergraduate students enrolled, which is almost 30% up over the first quarter 2011. Altogether, at the end of the intake and renewal cycle, we had more than 278,000 post-secondary students enrolled in our undergrad and grad courses, which is 15.4% more than the same quarter last year. I want to highlight here the distance learning segment, which reached 50,000 students at the end of the first quarter 2012, implying a 62.5% growth over the same period last year. Once again, with a marginal investment on capital, which helps us keep in the best return on invested capital in the Brazilian education sector. These quarter results were substantially driven by the increase in the student base and our capacity to pass the inflation effect to our prices. Astacio's net revenue this quarter totaled 330.6 million reais, an increase of almost 20% year over year. The quality of our product, of our facilities, and our rapidly improving customer service are some of the factors that have allowed us to increase these prices, coupled with the sustainable growth of our base. Once again, our business model took advantage of such revenue growth and delivered strong growth in EBITDA and EBITDA margin. Thanks to the academic model implementation, which follows standing strong across Brazil, and to our increasing capacity to plan and control our faculty costs, our personal costs fell significantly over the period. At the same time, other expenses were kept under control with the use of tools such as the service center, the matrix budgeting, and the continuous internal benchmarking followed by the adoption of best practices. With that, our EBITDA grew 42.5% over the previous year, and our margins went up 3 percentage points in comparison with first quarter 2011. The negative side for the quarter was our PDA, our provision for doubtful accounts, which ended up reflecting a worsening in the delinquency that took place during the second half of 2011, and again, suffered the effects of the strict criteria we adopt to preserve the health of our student base. It is worth mentioning our decision to give up a higher short-term renewal rate in order to create a healthier financial habits in our students in the long run, and also to reinforce our vision for the cash flow generation as opposed to an isolated focus on EBITDA. In parallel, the new provision for the FIES, which will be explained later by Virgilio, also brought an increase in PDA in this quarter, as it anticipated a provision that, according to regular criteria used by Estácio, would only show 180 days ahead, therefore generating some kind of overlap in the beginning of the process. Our acquisitions also played their part and delivered excellent results in the quarter, contributing with roughly 1 percentage point of our margin gain, as a result, the result both of a successful integration and of the quality of the teams that are running these businesses. I'd like to call your attention to our operation in Natal, which is a great example of a successful expansion strategy. Thanks to our management strategy, our ability to integrate, and the quality of our teams in FAO, Patern, and our original Estácio operation in Natal, what we call the Natal cluster had its contribution margin jumping from a mere 60,000 reais in first quarter 11 to over 3 million reais in second quarter 12. Our net income was almost 40 million reais in the quarter, which is 39% up year over year, mainly due to the 42.5% growth in EBITDA, which offset the increase in financial expenses related to the servicing of debt contracted during 2011. That said, our earnings per share grew from 35 cents in first quarter 11 to 49 cents in first quarter 12, a 40% increase, which reflects our capacity to generate good returns with limited invested capital. Talking about capital, in the first quarter, our operating cash flow ran positive, with a generation of 13.5 million reais in the period, compared to a loss of 6 million reais in the same time last year. It is worth mentioning our effort to better control Estácio's working capital, particularly its receivables, and also the tight control that we are imposing on our CapEx. We still have many outstanding FIES receivables. We closed the quarter with a balance of 55 million reais, but reinforced that these receivables are flowing into Estácio and should naturally appear in our next quarter results. In parallel, we returned to the M&A arena, this time reinforcing our presence in Macapá, northern Brazil, through the acquisition of Seama, which has a strong focus on courses in the health area. Furthermore, we keep a strong focus on the management of our employee satisfaction, which again rose significantly against the previous year. Also, on the improvements of our student satisfaction, as measured by an external research institute, and on the gain in quality, according to the parameters defined by the Ministry of Education, which during this quarter ended up being crowned by an unanimous approval to transform our units in Fortaleza and Santa Catarina into university centers. I will now turn the call to Virgilio, who will give the details of our results.
Thank you, Melzi. Good morning, everyone. I now move to slide number 3, where we present the evolution of our student base, closing the first quarter 2012 admissions and renewal period with 278,000 students. In the on-campus segment, we reached 219,000 undergraduate students, 9.4% more than the same period last year, reinforcing the trend of organic growth after a new record admission cycle. It's important to notice that, in the same shops concept without Paraguay operation, the acquired companies in 2011, this growth would have been 8.3%. Our distance learning student base grew by 62.5% over the same period last year, for a total of 50,200 students, reflected an excellent admissions number for the first quarter 2012 and demonstrated a trend of significant growth for Estácio distance learning. It's worth noting that enrollments for the second distance learning intake have already begun and we are showing strong growth rates, keeping the good pace of the first intake. This admissions process is expected to end in early June. Net operating revenue totaled 330.6 million reais in the first quarter 2012, a 19.9% increase over the first quarter 2011, due to the student base growth and the average ticket increase in the period. On campus, average ticket increased by 8.3%, which reflects our strategy to pass through inflation. The ticket from distance learning went up 0.5%, mainly due to discounts offered during the enrollment process, which were offset by the tuition fees increase according to the inflation during the same period. On slide number 4, we'll comment on cash costs that reached a 5.2 percentage points margin gain on the quarter, mainly due to significant reduction in personal costs reflecting the increasing efficiency in the control of our faculty costs. Also contributed to this performance, the ending of the step up in the labor tax rate we were facing up to last year. Those two main points more than offset the already expected increase in the textbook costs due to the expansion of the new academic model implementation on our student base. It's important to highlight that those considerable gains on personnel, a 5.8 percentage points gain compared to the same period last year, are the outcome of the strict control in the class formation process and a better academic planning, boosted by Stasis academic maturation. As for the gains verified in rentals, they reflect a more efficient building occupancy, which arise from the growth of the student base and a better control in the renewal and agreements with our partners. Moving on now to slide 5, we now present the SG&A expenses. In the first quarter 2012, G&A expense represented 13.1% of net revenue, for a margin loss of 0.5 percentage points, mainly due to the rise of 0.4 percentage points in personal expenses due to the increase in the concessions of some additional benefits to our collaborators, healthcare plan, meal tickets, and beginning of provision of yearly variable compensation. And two, the increase of 1.7 percentage points in the provision for contingencies line, which last year had been benefited by a reversion to the sale of our operation in Uruguay, as well as another smaller reversion in the amount of 1 million reais. Selling expenses represented 11.3% of the net revenue in the first quarter 2012, causing a 0.8 percentage points margin reduction over the first quarter 2011. Mostly due to 2.3 percentage points increase in the rates of PDA to net revenue, reflecting the scenario of delinquency verified throughout last year and captured through our criteria for provisioning. Besides this, the beginning of provision for FIES receivables caused an increase in this account. As Mel commented before, it anticipates the provision for these students, while our standard provision criteria waits 180 days to constitute the provision. I also want to highlight the 1.5 percentage point gain in the market expenses, which results in extremely competitive cost per enrollment in our segment, and also reflects a strategy to better linearize expenses throughout the year, seeking a stronger intake in the second semester. Now, on slide 6, we present our accounts receivable. The net number days receivable for students' tuition, excluding provision for doubtful accounts and FIES receivable, stood at 67 days at the end of the first quarter 2012. Without taking into consideration the acquisitions in 2011, this figure was 65 days, remaining stable in comparison with fourth quarter 2011. But with a clear increase in the credit cards and checks receivable mix, which is helping the middle term for us. The gross days receivable, shown in this table last row, takes into account the FIES and also the total gross accounts receivable, without discounting the PDA. The increase of 6 days in the gross average days receivable when compared to fourth quarter 2011 is mainly related to the increased penetration of FIES in the student base, as there is still a lot of red tape in the process and the FIES days receivable are still much higher than Stasio's average. Now on slide 7, we remain strict in our credit policy, aiming not to allow our student base to grow at the cost of an unfavorable credit negotiation for the company, which may jeopardize the future solvency of these receivables. Thanks to rigorous policy that we adopt for debt renegotiation, in first quarter 2012, only 9% of total receivables came from agreements of students, as shown in the table in the bottom of the slide, representing a 5 percentage points decrease over the same period last year. In addition, the percentage of receivables overdue more than 60 days represent 31% of all agreements, or only 2.9% of our total accounts receivable. Our criteria remains strict, clear, and objective, as we provision for 100% of receivables overdue for more than 180 days. According to our earnings release, the provision for eventual delinquency of FIES students will be as follows. 2.25% for students with guarantor, which is 15% of credit risk over the 15% expected default by the program, and 7% for students who are part of the FIES guarantee fund. The provision for FIES students was made retroactively and also considers the balance of the first quarter 2012, which once again reinforces our commitment towards transparency in the disclosure of our PDA. Slide number 8 presents our cash flow for the first quarter. Starting from the small chart on the top right of the slide, we see that the working capital increased 23.7 million, together with our total caps of 24.8 million reais, consumed 48.5 million reais of the EBITDA generated in the period, which led to a positive operational cash flows of 13.5 million reais compared to a negative operational cash flow of 6 million in the first quarter 2011, which implies an improvement of approximately 20 million reais over the same period last year. The change in working capital is primarily explained by the increase of 34.4 million reais in accounts receivable. It's worth noting that 19 million reais refers to the increase in FIES, which totaled 55.4 million at the end of first quarter 2012, impacting our operating cash flow, but with receivables that do not have credit risk. In first quarter 2012, the positive operating cash flow more than offset the negative financial result of 8.1 million reais and the variations in the other accounts, contributing to the decrease of 13.3 million reais in our cash, which ended the quarter with a cash position of 182.7 million reais. We shall remember that at the end of the quarter, we had in our hands 11 million reais FIES certificates already issued, not included under cash and equivalent in our reports, which have already been used for tax payment or sold at buybacks auctions, besides 55.4 million reais of the FIES receivables is still awaiting the issuance of certificates. I now pass the call back over to Mels, who will finish the presentation.
Well, thank you, Virgilio. Moving on to slide number 9, I'd like to conclude this presentation talking a little bit about our FIES, which, as we all know, is currently in the spotlight to many of you, and then we can move to the Q&A session. Well, we had important achievements in the program during the quarter, starting, of course, by our growth in the program, which at the end of April already had around 26,000 students. Also, many of the certificates that were sitting on our balance sheet as receivables at the end of the first quarter have been flowing to Estácio. In April, we received around 26 million reais in new certificates, and in May, this number reached 30.6 million reais, which will either be used for tax payments or sold at auctions in the coming months. Thus, we believe that the FIES will begin to generate positive effects on our cash flow from the second quarter onwards. I also want to share with you that Estácio has finally obtained a legal authorization that will permit the issuance of our CND, which is our debt clearance certification for Estácio de Sá University, which will facilitate the participation in FIES certificates buyback options, and so will prevent problems with illiquid credits in the future. Very important achievement, by the way. Parallel to this, we are working hard to solve regulatory issues that have been preventing us from offering FIES to students of law and business administration courses in Rio de Janeiro, among others, because of the preliminary concepts obtained some years ago for such courses. And we have good prospects that this will get solved still in 2012. As Virgilio said, we also have defined and implemented our criteria for provisioning FIES, which brought an increase in our PDA this quarter, but also brings security with respect to future results. Speaking of PDA, we saw that this item is singularly the most relevant threat to be faced this year. If it were not for the increase in this line, our very good results would have been even better, so that all our attention at this point goes to the reduction of delinquency, management of the PDA, and obviously cash flow generation. On the other hand, the delinquency we are seeing in the first semester of 2012, which will generate PDA in the second half of the year, shows signs of stabilization and even slight improvement which can bring a good upside for the second half of the year. In this scenario, I'd like to reinforce our expectation of expansion in the EBITDA margin of around 250 basis points compared to 2011. We started the year very well, even slightly above our expectations. We have a good start of admissions for the second semester, which is still in its early stages, always worth remembering. And we know that if we can maintain the pace of intake and at the same time control our PDA, we may have some upside risk throughout the year that could potentially turn into higher than expected results for 2012. Well, those were our opening remarks. We will now move on to the question and answer session.
Hey, thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing star, then two. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. At this time, we will pause just momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question we have comes from J.C. Santos of BTG Pactual. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Melo, just would like to touch base on this. On the potential margin expansion for the year, and it's not an official guidance from the company, but the view that we could see at 150 basis points margin expansion throughout 2012, we had this, and this was discussed in the Portuguese call as well, we had this view that the margin expansion would be more skewed towards the second half of 2012, give it or take something like 200 basis points of margin expansion in the first half of 2012 and 300 basis points in the second half of 2012, considering that also in the first quarter you had a negative, let's say, a headwind from last year's asset sale in Uruguay that would also boost even further the margin expansion that you've shown in the first quarter. I'm just trying to understand here if there isn't, a very strong case here to see a much stronger than 250 basis points margin expansion this year, if it's not maybe too conservative to rely on just on the provisioning for doubtful accounts as, you know, as the metric to not to achieve the 250 basis or higher than 250 basis throughout the year. So just trying to understand if that impact would be concentrated in the second quarter of the year, maybe with the view from PDA and, you know, the same scenario for the second half of the year. If you could just discuss a little bit further on the margin expansion, that would be much helpful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, JC, for your question. PJ was way higher than what we expected. It is something that I think, I told you, we were expecting something around 1 to 1.5 percentage points above last year. It came, higher than that. And obviously that brings some kind of uncertainty to our, forecasts. On the other hand, we also had positive surprises, especially in the personal line, because we are able to control teaching costs in a way that was, I would say, even more efficient than what we expected. Having said that, if we were not for the PGA situation, and again, PGA, you are right about that, in the first semester is a consequence of the delinquency in the second half of last year, right? So it's pretty much given. So as of now, we are fighting a lot with, all our teams all across the country to get back these students who owe us money from 2011, even before that, so they can negotiate with us, always in our terms, and they can start again with us, especially if they want to use FIES. But, I mean, that is kind of difficult for us at this point in time to say, to affirm how successful we will be in this process for the PGA. So PGA is a threat. It will steal part of our margin gains. It is still more than what we expect in the first quarter. I think it has a chance to happen again in the second quarter. So it's hard for us to come here and, review our guidance for the year. What we can tell you is that we obviously are much more confident in our 250 basis point expansion for the year, because this start of the year obviously brought some kind of, security, of safety to us in case something goes wrong. over the next quarters or so. So second quarter, we do have this stretch for PGA. We are dealing with that in the best possible way, you know, getting everything together. In between those calls here from Portuguese and English calls, we had a meeting with people who are helping us, external folks, who are helping us to deal with that situation. So the point is, if we are able to bring this back to normal levels in the second quarter, yes, in the release for the second quarter, chances are that we come up with a higher guidance. But I mean, it has to wait for a while. Also, remember that at Estacio, maybe differently from, you know, other players, our second half intake process is very significant. I mean, we have a lot of students coming in the second half of the year. And again, we are just starting the process. The first signs are very positive, but at this point in time, if we were to make any kind of assumptions based on what we have, it would be some kind of irresponsible. So I have to wait a little more so we are, you know, more confident about the outcome of the intake process for the second semester, because if this comes in line with our expectations, this could even, you know, help us to offset any kind of damage that the PGA can cause in the second semester. So we have two very, important variables at this point in time that bring uncertainty. PGA in the second quarter, and obviously the intake process in the second semester, because you're just starting. So we would rather maintain our guidance now with, I would say, yes, a good possibility to, you know, bring some positive surprises over the next quarters, but we still need some time to better assess what will happen both to our PGA and to our intake process. That's it. I mean, you just want to try to be very responsible when bringing this kind of guidance to the marketplace so we don't bring any kind of disappointment in the future. It's not about being conservative. I think it's more about being responsible with the kind of information we have in our hands right now.
Okay. Thank you very much for the answer. That's quite helpful. Thanks.
And the next question we have comes from Bruno Giardino of Santander.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Good afternoon for some. Following this close to 50 million in certificates of FIES you had in April and May, is it possible to say that cash generation could improve in the second Q, which is normal, which is usually a quarter where cash is consumed instead of generated? So I would just like to have some visibility from you guys about cash generation following these certificates with FIES. Thank you.
Thanks, Bruno. Good question. Yes, we expect some kind of improvement in cash flow generation in the second quarter. I cannot tell you how, you know, much better this will be, but obviously compared to last year, when we were not so, you know, smart with this FIES process, it should be, yeah, better. I hope so. Also, we do have a lot of actions in place to fight, delinquency. Because remember, fighting delinquency now will obviously improve our cash flow generation in the first semester, right? But we also prevent our PGA from growing the second semester. So I think we are starting seeing some kind of returns for our actions. I mean, better, you know, a healthier student base. We measure almost on a daily basis. We have daily meetings, actually, to check our cash inflow and also our outflow, and we see improvements. It's hard for us right now to tell how better we are getting, but we can definitely say that, yes, we are getting better. We are getting positive signs regarding our capacity to deal with this cash flow generation. This, coupled with this FIES inflow, obviously, that is good. At the same time, it's not so good, because it would be ideal if it had, you know, flowed to us in the first quarter more rapidly. But again, since it didn't happen, we do have some positive backlog for the second quarter of the year. So yes, we expect cash flow generation to be good as compared to, you know, 2011.
Okay, great. Thanks.
As a reminder, if you'd like to participate in today's Q&A, please press star, then one on a touchtone phone. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. The next question we have comes from Mitul Gandhi of HNC Capital.
Yes, hi. Congratulations on a good quarter. I have a three-part question. My first question is, I want to understand the FIES support from the government in terms of the target students, In terms of the funding you have, there is four fears. How concerned are you that the government may not have adequate funding? So that's my first question. And then I have my two other questions that are related to the drivers for margin improvement. If you can segregate what the EBITDA margin, I know you don't break it out, but if you can give us some kind of indication of what the EBITDA margin was for campus and for distance learning in this quarter compared to same period last year. And finally, if you have any thoughts on what helped you increase the number of on-campus students by 10.1%. I understand some of this is because of the same-store sales, but the 10% seems higher than the same-store sales. So I want to understand if you all are doing anything differently there. So those are three of my questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for the FIES, you know, I was in Brasilia in the Ministry of Education earlier this week. I spent 1.5 days there talking to, you know, the most important folks there. And they seem to be more and more committed to FIES. It's impressive. I mean, they are dedicating their time. They are listening to us. To give you an idea, there was a training program there taking place. I estimate that there were around 150 people from different higher education players all across the country. So, I mean, they were learning more about FIES. They were talking about their questions and how to improve the process. Everything we asked them, I mean, they, you know, they give attention to us. They ask more and more. They want to know how they can, you know, what they can do in order to improve this flow. So all the signs are positive. I mean, I've never heard anything about any kind of, you know, concern regarding if there's any kind of limit for this funding or if they want somehow, you know, restrict the participation of other players. They seem to be thinking of more and more. It's a very important, you know, I would say a flagship for them, for the Labour Party government in terms of education. So, I mean, I see no sign whatsoever at this point in time that they will slow this problem down. I actually see it the other way. I mean, we've been hearing, you know, things about potential extension to distance learning, you know, for the FIES program, although there's nothing official yet. But again, it seems to, you know, be going the other direction. At the same time, students are valuing much more the FIES. They are starting now to trust more and more, you know, in the tool. They are talking to their peers and they are listening good things about that. Our professors, our course managers, they are more confident as well in the program, so they are selling, you know, this idea in a more natural way. It's ramping up very quickly now, and I think the government has no intention to stop at this point in time. As for the margin, you are right. I mean, we do not like to open that information, margin for distance learning. It's not because we don't, you know, we want to hide anything. It's just because, I mean, there are so many cross synergies, you know, between distance learning and on-campus that it would be very confusing, both for us and for you yourself, you know, to bring this information. So all I can tell you is that distance learning is more and more, is getting more and more important in our mix, student mix, right? And yes, it does have a higher margin because it is more efficient, because the class size is always above 60 students, because you can have a lot of efficiency as well. So it is contributing already to our margin expansion as expected. I just cannot tell you, you know, what, how much it is contributing. I just didn't get your third question. If you can repeat that, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. My third question is related to one of the reasons, you know, you've been able to improve the margins on COGS, amongst others, would be the personnel dilution due to more number of students in campus. And that has increased quite substantially. And the increase has really happened in 1Q 2012, went from 3,007 in 1Q 11 students per campus to 3,311 in 1Q 12. So that turns out to approximately 10.1% increase. And I understand that your same store, on a same store basis, your student count increased by 8.3%. So it's, you know, you've been able to put more students in campus, more than that would be justified just by the same store growth. So I was wondering if you all are doing anything different to increase the number of students per campus.
You know, that's a good question. Now I understood. Thank you. It is happening some, you know, somehow naturally, because we are not increasing our number of campuses at this point in time. I mean, we do have some projects for the second half of the year, We are simply gaining market share a lot. Also, I mean, demand seems to be growing, you know, very significantly. And at the same time, because we have, you know, everything in place, a good product, a great process, a lot of people involved in this, you know, intake processes. Yeah, we are simply gaining a lot of market share, I would say, almost everywhere in Brazil. So when we do that, our number of students per campus increases, for sure. And at the same time, this allows us, to come up with a better academic planning. So we have people here who work, you know, every day they are looking for opportunities to improve the number of students per class. So not only are we improving or increasing the number of students per campus, but even more important than that is to, as Virgilio mentioned, is to come up with, you know, classes with more students, because then we have a better ratio, student per teacher ratio, right? And this is happening year over year. I think we showed that during the investor day we had here in Brazil. It's happening almost at a 10% year over year improvement. So this helps a lot to explain why we are getting, you know, so good, so efficient in terms of teaching costs as a percentage of net revenue. You know, just keep in mind that, you know, this academic planning is being there for a while now. It is getting more and more efficient, but it gets a lot of help when we have a good intake process, because it gives more flexibility for these guys who are working with that, you know, to form better classes. So that's pretty much the main reason, the main driver behind this huge success, this amazing improvement in terms of cost for our faculty, okay?
Great. And one final question, I apologize for that. Can you briefly comment on why the average ticket for distance learning only increased by 0.5% year over year?
I think there are two reasons there. I mean, one is that, yes, we still give some kind of discounts, you know, to attract students, especially in some places around Brazil. It's not that we are facing strong competition. It's much more like, you know, getting students to make a bet and see how they like this distance learning, you know, tool. It's working pretty fine so far. The other one's more technical. It has to do with the change that we had to do last year in order to align our distance learning operation with our on-campus operation, because our on-campus students, they always renew every semester only. And our distance learning operation, when it began, it was forcing a renewal every quarter, because differently from the on-campus operation, we have four different entrances over the year, one per quarter. So until last year, we were running the distance learning in a way that the students had to renew every quarter. We decided to change that to better align the distance learning operation with the on-campus operation, because of everything we are getting in terms of synergies coming from this alignment. When we do that, there is a change, there is an effect that students are now, it's taking longer for them to renew semester after semester or quarter after quarter. This is the second time that this is happening. It happened in the last semester last year for the first time we started this change, and now students are renewing. They still, we open classes every quarter or so, but the students are now renewing every semester, so it takes longer for them to renew, and that has an impact in our average ticket. This will happen probably this semester only. We expect the next semester, because we will be comparing apples to apples starting next semester, we should see a higher increase in our distance learning ticket. I'm not sure if I was clear enough. It's kind of difficult to explain this in English, but anyway, if there are these two effects. If I were not happy in my explanation for this technical one, please bring it back to us, and then we would try to clarify this better. But again, one is a marketing effect. It's a decision to keep this prices still a little bit low, and the second one is a much more technical feature of our business coming from this change, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. Well, it appears that we have no further questions at this time. I would now like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Rosario Melzi for his closing remarks. Sir?
All right, thank you very much, and thank you everybody for participating in our conference call. We are very, very happy with these results in the first quarter. We believe that it says a lot about what we've been doing at Estácio over the last years, And it also says a lot about our potential for the future. As long as we can control this PDA, and obviously as long as we can have a good second half intake process, yes, we do have a good chance to come up with excellent results, even better than the kind of results we've been posting so far. We also have a lot of good prospects for the future in terms of distance learning growth, expansion, and so forth. We are very happy with the station more than ever. I would say we are very confident in our potential to generate excellent results and returns. So thank you a lot for being with us, and hope to see you all soon.
And we thank you, sir, for your time, and to the rest of management. This concludes Estacio's conference call. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you, everyone, and have a good day.